The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at our Monday home, Chickies in South Philly on Packer Ave. Big night at Chickies, Jordan Mailata. The Jordan Mailata show at 6 o'clock with myself, Elliot, and Jordan. Then the Players Lounge, as always, at 7 o'clock with Ike, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Cam Jurgens.
Why don't we just do a two-hour show?
One two-hour show?
With both old linemen.
Oh, yeah. The trenches. The trenches here at 6 o'clock at Chickies. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google five-star reviews. Experience the difference online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you glad the Phillies brought back Rob Thompson? 51.4% say no. That swung a little bit. It was 51% that said yes. To talk about the Phils, the return of the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So Rob Thompson's back.
Yay! Yep.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah, I see that clip is not getting very many good mentions.
No.
Appreciate that, Justin.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So.
Oh, you're running back,
yes,
clip?
Yes, yeah, I'm a running back. Yep. Not many people were happy with that.
No. And by the way, they can run it back, win a lot of games next year. Hey, maybe next year's their year. Everything's fine. Hopefully no Castellanos. I really, like, I can't get a feel for what they're going to do. Usually I have a pretty good feel.
Yeah.
But I, because I could easily see them just running it back and saying, we were this close to beating the Dodgers. Why would we blow it up?
Yep.
And then I could see the we've been banging our head against the wall for 3 years. And it's time to change something. I don't have a good read for what they're going to do.
Well, because there is something in baseball where your team can be good enough and you just don't win. Because it's a sport that is built for 162 games and a five-game series. You know, we got swept by the Pirates this year.
Yep.
It wasn't the playoffs, but it still happened.
Yep.
You know, so there is some of that. I think, to me, the bigger question is not – because I think it, if they could sign up for the team being as good as they were this year with the same players, they should do it. I think the question is,
is
the team as good
right.
next year? You yeah. know, if
are you
they
getting
have
a batting
player.
Title champ? Are you getting 56 home runs? Like,
right.
Probably not happening.
Right. That's the big, even Bader. We were treated to the best of Harrison Bader. Harrison Bader, in the time that we had him, was better than Harrison Bader normally performs. So all these things are.
How much of the lineup do you think that had to do with it? Like him being around. Good players, is he getting better pitches to hit? Is it?
Well, he hit pretty well in Minnesota this year.
Okay.
I mean, because he hit, I think, 13 or 14 home runs with Minnesota, and he ended with 17.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there were some signs before just getting here.
Yeah, okay. But he had 300 when he was here.
He did.
You know,
that's definitely a change.
He's a 250, 260 hitter, even if he. So, there's just a lot of it that goes into it. I think, to me, I know a lot of people are saying that the reason they shouldn't bring everybody back is because this didn't work. That wouldn't be the reason I didn't bring everybody back.
Right.
I thought this team was good enough to win the World Series.
Yeah.
And if you end up having Duran for an entire season, and if Zach Wheeler comes back,
yeah.
Look, that team's good enough to win the World Series. I don't care that it didn't happen this year. My bigger question is, are they going to make the mistake that the Phillies of 15 years ago made, where saying that it's good enough with those players, there's a reason that most teams don't bring back so many players, is that most guys aren't as good as they get into their mid-30s.
And I think John Middleton is very conscious of not wanting to go through what happened 50 years ago.
He said it to
with the farm system.
And I agree with him.
Yeah, but also, like, I don't know how. I think John Middleton is more disappointed how the series ended than mad. So, like, I don't think he's mad about
to where you're, because if you're mad, you're like,
that's where the wholesale change
is. Yeah, that's where you get rid of everybody.
The reality is, like, they are making a lot of money. I'm talking about, like, the team with the fans that are coming down there every single night. Like, can you afford to maybe take a perceived step back by letting Crawford come up and play? letting letting Aiden Miller come up and play and letting – like, I just don't think they're in that position right now.
See, if you were to tell me that those young players are good enough to come up and contribute, then I'd be like, okay, then you can move on from certain guys. But I don't know what Justin Crawford – is next year a year that he's just getting his feet wet up here in the majors? So, realistically, how much can we expect from him?
Well, as far as missing guys, baseball is one sport where if you're not doing it at several positions, you can get away with it. Or we wouldn't have been able to get away with as many injuries as we had this year.
Right.
We lost Aaron Nola basically for the whole year.
Yep.
We lost Zach Wheeler for two months.
A third of it, yeah.
Yeah. We lost Bryce for a month and a, or 5 weeks. Yep. We lost Bohm for 2 or 3 months of the year,
yep.
And the team still won 96 games. So, and Nick Castellanos, as much as I back him as a clutch guy or whatever, did not have a good year, had a poor year in the field. So if you're telling me that Justin Crawford just goes in there for Nick Castellanos, I'm not worried. You know, right. I'm not worried about that.
You're not asking him to do.
Yeah.
He's not replacing a whole lot. Well, I mean, to try to replace Nick Castellanos' production would be difficult from a home run and
yeah, but from
RBI
a,
standpoint.
A total holistic standpoint.
Yeah.
You're I think the
makes your defense better.
Yeah, and
faster.
For a step back. If they were to go from 96 wins to 90 wins or 89 wins, I don't think that's a huge step back, especially when what could be staring at you in the face is if you make the wrong decisions on long-term deals, years of 81 wins could be staring you in the face.
Right.
And that is
that's
the real
what
fear.
You don't want.
Not
man.
A step back to become a 90-win team, maybe you're a wild card team instead of winning the division, is the step back by not trying to take a step forward with other players, is that small step back worth it because you're staring a huge step back in the it's a very that's why being Dave Dombrowski and you know Preston Manning, that's why it's such a hard job is you're betting on things that I wouldn't have bet that Trey Turner would have a won a batting title this
right.
year.
Yeah, but at least he's under contract. Like the tough part is like you have no idea what Schwarber's gonna be and you have no idea what JT's gonna be. Like they're older.
Yeah. And the JT thing sometimes there's a slow decline, and sometimes it's just over.
Dude, he caught the most innings in baseball this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he wanted to prove that.
Again.
I don't know what that's all about.
Well, it's about a contract year.
Yeah. And I would think he's probably more likely to come back than Schwarber.
I would agree.
Yeah, I would agree.
Because it's less money and fewer years, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So Schwarber is the one I'm concerned about losing.
Yeah.
You know, Ranger, I was already mentally prepared, you know, because we got young, good pitchers there. Who else was it? Schwarber
Bader.
And JT. Bader. Not prepared to lose him.
Yeah. I don't think he's
not prepared
back.
To lose. You don't think he's coming back?
I hope I'm wrong. I really do because I love him. But I just think he's going to be able to get more money elsewhere, and the Phillies are probably going to prioritize Schwarber over him.
What if they kept him at $10 million a year, just gave him 2 more years?
But I think he could
be a 3-year, $30 million deal.
I think some of the early projections I've seen is like 340 and 345 for him.
So about almost $15
million
a year.
12 to 15.
12 to 15.
I mean, I would sign up for 330 right now.
Right.
But
336. Come on, man. Get it done.
Come on. Make it happen. It's not our money.
You saw the at-bat where he struck out, but put up a good fight.
I loved it.
That's the best. That's another productive strikeout for Spike.
Yep.
Plus, I need somebody else in the lineup. That is color coordinated,
yes,
and like, aware,
yeah,
so that Bryce doesn't stick out as much as he does as being the only one who does it.
So when he does it, you can throw Bader in my face.
No, I'm just saying. At least they're together. Like they're together.
Dude, wait till they're the rivalry pack bros next year. They're both going to be on it, man.
All right, let me ask you guys this about Bryce Harper. I don't mean to take over your high hopes.
Nah.
But I need to ask this about Bryce. Could we get 275? To 280, 30 home runs, 90 RBIs, 135 games.
That's basically what he did 2 years ago.
Like, can we get that? I'd take that.
I would take – I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us do, right? I mean, he had a good year, but there was never a time this year. Most of the time – when a player has the stats that Bryce had, is that there's a month where he's struggling and there's a month where he's hot as hell.
Yeah.
We never had the hot as hell month for Bryce.
No,
he was just overall pretty good.
Yeah, and if that's what he is, that's fine.
Yeah, it might be the new reality of
at
the Bryce.
$27 million a year?
Yeah, that's
a bargain.
Yeah, listen, one of the best bargains in baseball.
I'm telling you,
been
man.
Saying it for years.
$27 million over there?
He has become a good first baseman. He doesn't have great first baseman instincts.
Wow. Yeah.
That also translates to the base paths.
Well, those are baseball instincts. Yeah.
He's
just out there running around.
He's just vibing. So a couple other things. So Rob Thompson's coming back. We know that. But both Bob Nightingale and Matt Gelb hinted at coaching staff changes. It's obviously not going to be Caleb Cotham, who should be under contract for life. But it could be Kevin Long. Praying it's Kevin Long. I don't know if it's Dusty Wofford that feels like
Come on, man. Dusty's chilling
Dusty's
over there
fine.
At third, man.
Yeah, he sent Bryce in game three.
Well, Buzz is a big Dusty Wofford hater because of the third base decisions. But like that, the one to watch there is Kevin Long. I mean, they have repeatedly said he's the best hitting coach in baseball, yada, yada, yada. And that would be a real change because these stars, I think, do like Kevin Long. Especially Kyle Schwarber.
I know you have a war on Kevin Long, but Kyle Schwarber had a career year. Trey Turner won the batting title. What's his name? Brandon Marsh hit 300 after he came back from his injury.
Yep.
I mean, what player in this lineup from a hitting standpoint?
He fixed Stott.
Well, I mean, Stott was good again this year. Yeah,
dropped his hands midseason. Yeah. Come on.
What player? I guess my question would be, what player?
You say so.
What player in the lineup this year, from a hitting standpoint, did not perform the way that
you expect?
You would expect. I mean, yeah, a lot of them outperformed it. I know you're an anti. I'm not. This isn't an argument for Kevin Long. My question is, like, where is the argument?
Yeah. His argument would be, hold on, this guy improved, this guy improved, this guy improved.
Turned into a pumpkin in October, yet again.
Well,
but is that him or them?
Well, I know. But there's been, like, the Kevin Pillar quote about how they all go up there and they look like individuals rather than team hitting.
Yeah.
Has really stuck out to me. So, we'll see. I don't know. I've never been a huge Kevin. Well, I was at one point a big Kevin Long guy, and I'm no longer.
So before you get to your next thing, you want to talk about a big guy?
Oh.
You want to be a big guy in the bedroom.
Yeah, not me.
God is back.
Yep. Oh, sure it is.
Yep, I'm not even wearing shorts today.
Whoa. The folks
that was a simple joke.
The folks at Blue Chew.
I thought you meant undershorts.
Yeah, well, yeah. I got those on.
Look, the folks at Blue Chew want Jack to show everybody how it works.
Yeah, they do. Just sit here all day with one.
Yep.
God.
All right.
Well, past 4 hours is a problem. We know that. And the show is only 4 hours.
Perfect.
So, you know, we're here. We're people helping people.
Yes.
And we want to help you because, you know, you're keeping it to yourself. You know you don't perform the way that you used to in the bedroom.
Yeah,
it's okay. Right. It happens that you get older. Blue Chew's here to help it.
Bang.
They're going to send you chewables.
Yep.
They're a chewable better than a pill. You don't have to worry about grabbing a glass of water with a Blue Chew chewable.
Just
absolutely
chew it.
Not. No, you just chew it. You don't have to worry about going to a doctor's appointment, making a doctor's appointment, waiting 3 months, and then having that weirdo conversation with your doctor.
No, you don't want that at all.
You want to have that convo with us, and you want to go to BlueChew.com.
Just text us.
Yeah. You don't text Jack. Everybody has his phone number.
Yes.
You don't want to wait in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew, you don't have to do that either. You just go to BlueChew.com. Everything happens at BlueChew.com, including your first month free. At checkout, I want you to use the code 94. Your first month is free. We like to say the show is paying for it, but really it's Jack.
Fritzy.
Yeah.
It's Jack. Your first month is free. You code 94. The whole process when you go to BlueChew.com only happens, it takes about 10 minutes, then arrives in your mail a discreet and
hard
package
full of chewables from Blue Chew that are going to solve your bedroom issue. Again, go to BlueChew.com, use code 94 at checkout, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it, chew it, do it, chew it, do it.
All right, so Ruben Amaro Jr.
Yep.
was on the station over the weekend.
Of WIP.
Of WIP.
Uh-huh.
And he was on with Devin Saturday mornings, 8 to 10. And threw out this little nugget from what he thinks could happen this offseason.
I mean, is there a move that you think Dombrowski, this Phillies front office, has up their sleeve that will shock Phillies fans? Not necessarily in a bad way, but good, bad, you know, maybe it's a move that no one's expecting.
You may see one of the big contracts moved. You may see one of their big contracts moved. I'm not saying who, and I know there's a lot of no trade clauses, but you may see one of those big contracts get moved somehow, some way.
Okay. That would be scandalous.
That would be scandalous. And I think
like a Trey Turner type contract?
I'm just telling you the big contracts. That's all I'll say. I have a feeling that they may be exploring that.
Okay.
If you want to make like a paradigm shift in your organization, do some different things, you never know. Bold prediction, but and I don't know if it'll happen, but I think it's something that will be explored.
Yeah.
Wow. So big contracts, he's not talking about $20 million for Castellanos.
No, and he said earlier in the cut that Castellanos, like, he doesn't think he's going to be here next year. So that has nothing, like that doesn't count for that.
So the big contracts are Trey Turner,
Aaron Nola,
Bryce Harper, Zach Wheeler.
Technically Zach, yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Zach's at $41 million. I'm just trying to think of the guys. Yeah. So Aaron Nola has 10.5, so he can decline any trade, right?
He can.
So
Trey has a no trade.
Trey has a no trade. Bryce has a no trade. And they're not going to trade Zach Wheeler given the circumstances. So that comes down to
who else is it?
Well, it's Trey and Nola. I mean, those are the only two I could think of. They're not going to trade Bryce. They're not going to trade Wheeler.
Yeah, I don't think it's Nola either. I think they're, and I wouldn't trade Trey. I'm trying to think if they did, right? Like, what would be their reasoning for it?
Freeze up money,
and they think last year was an outlier, and it might be the only time to get out from under it as they try to build for the next couple of years. Now it's a sign that you're not. I don't think you're competing next year. I mean, I think it'd be hard.
Why?
Well, because you do have to replace Trey with someone, and yeah. I mean,
that's not going to be. You know, who are you replacing him with?
I don't know.
Sosa?
No, I mean, obviously they'll go out and sign someone, but they're not signing someone. I don't believe the
what if they put Turner. What if they put Cody Bellinger or Kyle Tucker in right field?
Just one of them?
Yeah, one of them. Well, you can't put both of them in right field.
No. I mean, if you sign both of them,
sign one of them.
Yeah, I do think Kyle Tucker keeps it close. I'm more on Kyle Tucker than you are.
Yeah, I'm more on Bellinger.
I know. I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Well, because he can feel the position. Kyle Tucker's not as good as he used to be.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the field.
So, we'll see. I would be really surprised. I mean, given...
Well, if you're going to trade Trey, this is the offseason to do it.
Yeah.
Because he just had the best season you could hope that he's going to have. And they get out from under that. Uh-oh. Ike
Stats.
He's on Baseball Reference.
Ike Billy Bean.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're telling me Trey's year was an outlier. Doesn't look like an outlier. I mean, maybe for him being here, it's an outlier. But, I mean, he's hit 195 hits before 194 hits. He's had that 180 hits. He's damn near a lifetime 300 hitter, 297 hitter.
The Hall of Fame. Defensively, I guess, would be the outlier.
I guess defense is the outlier, but offensively, isn't this why we gave him the contract in the first place?
Well, and maybe they're well,
like, this is what he does.
But at the same,
stolen bases.
At the same time, it's a lot of infield hits. So
yeah, I hear you.
As he gets a little bit older, those probably go away.
Well, also the power went away, and
it did.
And then, I guess my argument against Trey, because I thought he had a great year, is if you have a guy who's not going to have power, he was not. The grind out at bat kind of leadoff hitter. Now he
was better this year than years past.
He was better, but he's not what you want.
Well, you feel like you can do better, right?
Well,
I
don't know.
Yeah, I do think the position has changed as a leadoff hitter.
5.5 WAR.
Yeah, well, 6 WAR in Fangraphs. You want to go to Fangraphs? But yeah, I'd be surprised. But if there was an offseason to do it, this might be they could view it as their last chance to get out from under if they felt like last year was his big year. And they think that he's going to trend downward going forward.
And you don't think there's any way Nola can be traded?
If a team would take him, that's
what I mean.
You would have to pay for it. And at that point, what are you even doing it for? You would have to pay part of his salary. I don't think anybody is taking him on after last year. He's got, what, 5 years left? 6 years left?
Five.
Yeah, nine. There's no chance.
Got at least 3 more years of Nola.
Man, he's going to be top 3 in every single
Every category. Put the number up in the rafters.
Yeah, retire it. No one can wear 27
Dude, this team in 4 years is going to be brutal.
I know.
Bryce is going to be playing 85 games a year.
Trey's going to be in left.
Yeah, if we're lucky. Nola, what, is Nola even going to play?
Dude, he's going to be throwing 85 miles an hour. It's going to be a spectacle. And I guess last thing before we get out of here on this note. I hope the Dodgers win the World Series.
No.
I hope they run through everyone.
No.
Just so we can do the loser coping thing of we were the closest. That's
no.
what I want.
That's,
no, that's
what
I want.
Losers do.
Well, sign me up.
Anybody but the Dodgers. The Dodgers are fourth. I want the Blue Jays. My ranking is Blue Jays 1, Brewers 2, Mariners 3, Dodgers 4. Anybody but the Dodgers.
No.
Anybody but the Dodgers. It's enough.
I want to play. I want to play that we were the closest games all offseason and run this team back.
He's setting up.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Set it up with a video yesterday. Morning Struts, what's up?
Yeah, seriously.
Dude,
that was a little much.
My dad thought I was going to cry. I'm fine.
I don't skip those videos fast enough.
Right.
I don't get them off my timeline fast enough.
I was wondering what the hell he was talking about today.
That's premium content.
Nah, I got this guy 4 hours a day, plus a call at 11, plus the show meeting. I don't need 3 minutes.
It was a minute and a half. You saw Sonny's face. He's despondent as well.
Yep, that's for sure.
Not a great camera angle. I kept looking at the sky, so there's just a lot of beard. It's a lot of not the highest quality camera work, but listen, Morning Struts with Sud.
Yep, Morning Struts with Sud.
I can't believe you're using your child as a shield. Always. On this video. You are.
What does that mean?
Because
you know
bad feedback.
Yes,
you're avoiding bad feedback.
Yes,
but with having your little baby in
smart
them.
Move.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I you know how I know what you're talking about. I do the same thing with my dog. That's how I know. That's how I know.
I would never bring kids to the press conference.
Yes, you would, especially if you lost. Oh,
100%. Are you kidding
this
me?
This is close to bringing kids to the press conference.
Oh, my God. You kidding me?
I think I speak for a lot of people.
I think this will be an interesting offseason for the Phillies.
I hope so.
There's a lot. Castellanos will be gone.
I just want something cool, Ike. I just want something cool.
Yeah, do something cool.
Yeah. We can talk about it. Get people fired up.
Well, we need a player to
lust
after. Yeah, to hone in on.
Don't forget, they almost traded for Stephen Kwan.
Yeah.
So that's out there as well.
And they almost traded for Kyle Tucker.
Yeah. So both. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Ah.
Kwan or Tucker?
Me, Kwan.
Tucker. I'm just.
Jack doesn't care about defense.
Well,
he doesn't care about
defense. He'd be the first one complaining about the defense.
Oh, yeah. Now it's all on me. No, Bellinger, Bregman, Tucker. One of those. Two of those three.
Well, I saw Bregman once $40 million a year.
Well, listen, maybe next year.
Okay. Bellinger was just playing for 25.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
I was looking through all the spot track.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to swing you to Bellinger over Tucker. He's a better baseball player.
I don't think you will, but I would like Cody Bellinger.
All right. 215-592-9494. Jack, what is coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Oh, things that are back.
Things that are back?
Things that are back.
Yeah. Things that are back.
Besides all the Phillies?
Yeah.
Besides Rob Thompson. All right. Things that are bad.
Donovan did not like our Amber joke or
no.
Amber Alert joke,
no.
By the way.
No, he didn't. It's a very serious thing, Amber Alert.
Yeah,
you're making
seriously.
Jokes
yeah,
out of
making
it.
You're making jokes out
unbelievable.
Of it.
I can't believe you did that.
Right on brand.
We're at Chickies and Peace in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Peace. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The thing